Greetings to all who are coming together with the St. Paul community to take that time aside to reflect on God's work and word in our own lives and world today. We gather together in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly God, thank you for the generous gift of your word. Today, I pray that you soften the soil of my heart, that you remove the hardness that resists your truth, the shallowness that fades in times of trouble, and the worldly distractions that choke out your promises. Cultivate our lives to be rich, good ground. Give us the grace to not only hear your word, but to understand it, so that we may yield a fruitful harvest of faith, love, and obedience. Guide our steps today and help us to bear fruit that brings glory to your holy name. We pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen. And our reading today comes from the parable of Jesus about the sower, the 13th chapter of Matthew. That same day, Jesus went out of the house and sat beside the sea. Such great crowds gathered around him that he got into a boat and he sat there, while the crowds stood on the beach. And he told them many things in parables, saying, "Listen, a sower went out to sow, and as he sowed, some seeds fell on a path, and the birds came and ate them up. Other seeds fell on a rocky ground where they did not have much soil, and they sprang up quickly, since they had no depth of soil. But when the sun rose, they were scorched, and since they had no root, they withered away. Other seeds yet fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked them. Other seeds fell on good soil and brought forth grain, some 100-fold, some 60, some 30. If you have ears, hear. Hear then the parable of the sower. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, the evil one comes and snatches away what is sown in the heart. This is what was sown on the path. As for what was sown on rocky ground, this is the one who hears the word and immediately receives it with joy. Yet such a person has no root but endures for only a while. And when trouble or persecution arises on account of the word, that person immediately falls away. As for what was sown among thorns, this is the one who hears the word, but cares of this age and the lure of wealth choke out the word, and it yields nothing. But as for what was sown on good soil, this is the one who hears the word and understands it, who indeed bears fruit and yields in one case 100-fold, in another 60, in another 30. Over the past few years, I have become a self-proclaimed plant person. I have too many plants and flowers to be able to count, and as I've collected them over time along the way, I've developed a greener thumb than I had before. Now all the indoor plants that I have continue to grow, and they grow so fast and to the point where I need to cut them back. But I can't bring myself to then just throw those cuttings away, so instead I propagate them and make even more plants. And then I find myself walking through stores or farmer markets, and I see flowers and other plants that I would love to have myself. But I set the boundary that I only buy them if they're on sale. But more times than not, those trips end up with me grabbing another plant or two to bring home. And with how many plants I've collected and how well they are all doing, as people see and hear about this, they also will bring me new plants or bring me clippings from their plants to have even more. Now, I always knew that I had a lot of plants, but as I took some time recently to really collect them together and see how many I truly had, The number that I thought I had quickly multiplied to be way more than I actually realized. And I'm sure many of you know and would agree that growing things and tending to those plants is truly a labor of love. You have to really love what you're doing to continue doing it, especially when it comes to those plants and those flowers and the crops around us. I've found, and I'm sure you can agree, that there are times when you plant something and it doesn't even sprout. Times when you feel with all the love and the care that you give to the plants, they still don't thrive. And then there's those times that the plant just doesn't survive no matter what you do. There are times like that, but then there are also times when the plant does really well. When no matter how you try to contain it, it continues growing and gives you even more fruit than you ever imagined it. Those times where you can't seem to get control over the plant itself. And in our gospel lesson today, Jesus tells us that our faith life is exactly like that of those plants or those crops. The way that creation grows and is tended to, from the plants and the animals up to us humans, ourselves, and those around us in our faith. There are times when we feel like we're not as fruitful as we want to be. Times that no matter what we do, or no matter what others around us do for us, even with all the care and love that we are given, we don't take root in our faith. Times when we were hoping for growth or what we thought would take shape just doesn't happen. Times when we feel like our faith is done growing. But then we also have those seasons of growth in our faith. Times when we find ourselves in just the right place, in just the right environment, with all the right things that we need, that we can't help but grow and learn and continue to be in that presence of God. Times when those around us help to cut us back, to prune and to shape us into the best versions of ourselves that we can be. But that's not always an easy or quick process. Jesus tells us and reminds us that that process takes time. It takes those right things around us, those right people to nourish us, those people to plant us and care for us where we are at. It takes just the right things to be able to encourage that kind of growth. Jesus talked about this as he gathered with his disciples and those who came to hear him teach, that he was like a sower who went out to sow some seeds. And we hear that as the sower went along, there were seeds that fell along a path, and some more that fell on rocky ground, some that fell into thorns, and some that found their way into good soil. And Jesus goes on to proclaim that the seeds that fell on the path were eaten up by birds before they could do anything else. He tells us that those seeds which fell upon the rocky ground began springing up quickly and began growing, but they didn't take root in the ground. So as they were faced with more elements and outside factors, they weren't able to sustain themselves, and they quickly withered away. He told all of those gathered around him that the seeds and the thorns were choked out, but that he goes on to remind us that the seeds that are in good soil take root. They grow and they bring forth that good and plentiful fruit. While we can hear Jesus talking about this labor of love that comes with planting and growing, he's also talking about those who are gathered around him, talking about his disciples, talking about those who are making that choice to follow him. Jesus is talking about us. He goes on to say that in our faith lives throughout the journey, we will be the way and the experience of those seeds that fall along the path. There will be those times when we hear something, but we don't really listen to it. when we experience our faith, but we don't really notice it. When we learn along the way, but we don't take the time to actually sit in that knowledge. We don't take the time to understand it. And just like the birds had come and eaten up the seeds off of that path before they could do anything else, we also will be, our faith will be plucked away before it can take root in our hearts, before it can do anything else for us. As we find those seeds along the path, it allows others around us to have more control over our faith and how that faith grows in us. And while this may happen, Jesus goes on to warn that there will also be times when we too quickly jump into accepting what we hear, when we too quickly power through the things that we are experiencing, when we just agree to agree with the things around us that we are learning instead of asking ourselves why we agree with them. And again, as we do this, our faith doesn't have time to take root in our hearts. Just like those seeds along the rocky path, we feel as if we're growing quickly. We can see this growth coming for us. We're shooting up as fast as we can, but we don't have that root to help us thrive. And as other things begin happening in our environment, as those conditions change, as we face other elements, we don't have those roots to be able to survive. We find that without those right resources around us, we don't continue growing as much as we could. Then Jesus goes on to tell us that as we try to focus on our faith and live into the call that God has for each of us, we're not always going to get it right. There are going to be times when we want to grow, but when the world around us entices us and pulls us away from our faith. The world may seem greener on the other side. It may feel like a quicker path to get us where we want to be. The things in the world around us may seem like the easier choice. But Jesus tells us, just as the seeds that fell in the thorns, as we follow those things that the world pulls us away from God, they grow over us. We give them the ability to overtake our faith. We again give others that power to control us. And in these times, we're never going to be as fruitful as God designed us to be. All of these things are realities in our own faith lives, in our own journey, and our own lives in general. And just like with the things that we plant, there are times when they thrive and are doing great, and we can see those results of our labors. But then there are those times that no matter what you do, you can't seem to figure out what's causing those hardships and those struggles that you are facing. But as we all have those experiences in our lives, Jesus assures us that we are planted in good soil. We hear those words around us, and we do our best to learn and to understand them. As we process through and share the things that we experience, as we learn and grow in our faith, we too are in that good soil, and God leads us to bear that good fruit, to thrive in our faith. Jesus tells us we don't do this work alone. God places us in that community of Christ to be planted in that good soil. Jesus gives us these words and teaches us the way to live so that we're able to understand our faith. The Spirit guides us as we learn and we grow, placing us in the places we need to be able to have that growth, to be able to grow towards thriving in our faith. Just as we ourselves have our own labor of love towards God's creation all around us, God labors that same love over God's own creation. God plants and showers and tends to us with that same labor of love. So that before you or I even know it, before the church knows it, our faith has multiplied to be even bigger than we thought. There's more of it than we ever imagined, that God is with us, helping us to grow into bearing that good fruit and thriving in our faith. Amen. Join me now in another word of prayer. We pray for the church, all of creation, and the whole people of God. Almighty God, we pray for the whole church as we gather together to share in your many blessings. We ask that you continue holding us in the promises of love and forgiveness as we follow your call to be the church in our world. Be with us when the times of growth seem impossible and when our growth is more fruitful than we could ever imagine. Creator God, we rejoice in all aspects of your grand creation. We ask for your guidance as we tend to the land around us in the midst of changes to the environment. May you be present as you also bring us to see the beauty in the way that creation honors and responds to your call and your work in our world today. We ask that you continue using creation to reveal your grandness and your love to us. Protecting God, we pray for the whole family of Christ. We ask that you continue to comfort those who feel alone or grieve, that you heal those who are sick, that you let your love be felt in all of those who feel unworthy and unloved. Teach us what it means to love those around us the same way Jesus had loved us in his own life. We trust in your promises to go with us, and we go out in faith with these gifts and blessings to freely share the good news with all and grow in our faith with you. And we pray all of these prayers in the silent ones of our heart in your holy name. Amen. Let us go out in peace, being rooted in God. Amen.